can change people. And then it was an opportunity for Bernie to understand, listen, brother, you may think it's just for physical things that you pray for, but spiritual things can certainly affect physical health. And so all of these things that God does, now, I'm saying that to say this, that we need to decide if we're going to watch the locks or be in the boat. Because it's happening, what part, what role we play in it is entirely up to us. But it's all there and it's available for us. Okay, now let's get to today's message. Jesus answered, if I am merely boasting about myself, it doesn't count. But it is my Father who says these glorious things about me. You say he is our God, but you don't even know him. I know him. If I said otherwise, I would be as great a liar as you. But it's true, I know him, and I obey him. Jesus said, I know him. He didn't say, I know about him. He said, I know him. Okay? There comes a place where we need to get deep into our relationship with God so that we know him. Okay? And if we know him, then our words and our actions should be leaning toward lining up with that. We're being perfected, okay? Some are maybe at the third level of the locks, and some are at the first level of the locks. But the point of the matter is, you don't get out of the boat while you're in the lock. We want to be lining up with that. Jesus said, I know him. And because Jesus knew him, Jesus never doubted. He said, I always do what he says. I always please him. He'll never desert me. Wouldn't it be real encouraging if Jesus had said, I'm going to die. I think God's going to raise me up. I mean, we don't expect that from Jesus. Well, he doesn't expect that from us either. He doesn't expect us to say, I know what the Word of God says, but... Be not conformed to this world, to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. As a believer, you shouldn't be talking like an unbeliever. I had a word last week that I forgot. But it just spoke to me when we had all that wonderful rain and all of that. I wanted to encourage you farmers to begin now to declare good harvest. And when somebody else comes along and says, boy, it's going to be tough, don't say, yeah, oh man, it's going to be tough. Say, you know, I feel the same way, except I know God. Amen. Because that's what we need to hear. That's what God needs to hear from us. Then we have plans that match his plans, and I know that his plans for me are good. And since his plans for me are good, then I'm going to be declaring that. Way back. Way back. Way back. Before I knew I was saved. But when the church that we were studying with allowed me to play their grand piano and sing a song, and I began to sing and I was having fun, and I stopped and I looked at them and I said, if you got the best message, why are you so sad? Where is your joy? What did you say? Things don't have to change for us to have joy. To be happy. You don't have to be happy to have joy.
No.
Folks, people need to see Christians with what they got. Not what everybody else has got. It's not a burden. My Lord, if it's a burden to come to church, don't come. If it's a burden to do what you... I'm going to tell you why. Whatever you're doing is tough. Find something else to do.
Yeah.
Because his yoke is easy and his burden is light. If it's tough, it's what you're saying. It's tough. Well, this is tough. Okay. Back on. I have to tell you something. Sometimes the only time my children understand that I want something different is if I get tough. Otherwise, they think, okay, he's just kidding.